I'm Kara Lawrence, 7 minutes past 10 o'clock, and we'll have some great musical stories here this morning with one of West Michigan's most treasured musicians, Barry Ross. Hi.
Good morning, and good morning, everyone.
Well, the focus is on you and also two very special musical friends who will be in performance tonight at 7 p.m. at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Portage.
Right. This is a concert that's going to feature my dear friend and collaborator, Rich Ridenour, in a rare performance with his son, Brandon Ridenour, who flew in from New York. Rich came in from Sarasota, Florida, where he lives. And this is a concert that came about because of a member of the Westminster Presbyterian Church who saw Rich in Florida, maybe in a concert, and just wanted to bring him back to Kalamazoo, where he and Stacy had lived for so many years.
Well, that's an interesting story. So this didn't take place. This parishioner of the church heard Rich down in Florida and said, "Can we get you back to Michigan?"
What would it take, were her words. What would it take to bring you back to Michigan? And of course, Rich was looking for an opportunity to come back to visit his parents in Grand Rapids, to collaborate again with his brilliant son, Brandon Ridenour, a successful trumpet virtuoso. And it just happened that Rich and I have played a lot over the years, and for some reason he decided to write me into the program too.
Do you remember meeting Rich back, I don't know, the 80s maybe?
Yes, it was in the 80s when his wife Stacy became the executive director of the Kalamazoo Symphony. And as such, she was actually working, she was my boss.
Because
I was the concertmaster and assistant conductor. And I must say that Stacy built the symphony in a wonderful way. And she did some wonderful things for my career as a conductor. She developed these programs of traveling to schools around Kalamazoo, Allegan, Otsego, Plainwell, down to Three Rivers. And we did these school visits, which actually involved collaborations with the local school choir. And we gave concerts together. It was a wonderful association with the choral directors in those locations up in Hastings, and just terrific people. We brought the symphony really all around West Michigan. And then we had the youth concerts also that Stacy helped to promote and succeed with. And at the time, I knew that her husband was a brilliant pianist, and Rich Ridenour asked me to play with him on some occasion. We integrated him into some of the symphony concerts, and we became instant friends and collaborators.
You must have known he was a special pianist because he's able to work in a couple different worlds of music, from the music of Mozart and Brahms over to more jazz-oriented things like Gershwin.
He is, and it's so interesting that he loved the music of Gershwin. He gave a concert in Allegan one night, and it was all Gershwin concert, and or it might have been Holland. I think it was in Holland, and an elderly gentleman came over to him who knew about Gershwin, who happened to be present when Gershwin premiered The Rhapsody in Blue, and handed him very quietly, without introducing himself, handed him a little gift of a check after the concert. And it turned out that that was Irving Gilmore, who attended that concert of Gershwin. And so he loved the fact that he was a Juilliard graduate, a highly trained, very acclaimed pianist, classical pianist playing the music of Gershwin, and that appealed, of course, to Irving as well.
Many stories of Irving quietly supporting West Michigan musicians, and I'm not surprised he singled out Rich Ridenour. And now his son Brandon also travels, doesn't see the distinction between the classical world and the more light classics world or even the singer-songwriter world. Last time we saw Brandon would have been just last summer for a Fontana summer concert where he brought a group called Founders, I think, where it's a classically trained ensemble playing singer-songwriter type material. So the son following in the father's footsteps quite directly.
Absolutely. Brandon is just a phenomenal player on both trumpet and flugelhorn. That Founders concerts, I thought, was astounding. They did everything from original compositions, singing, playing, and then they ended with Penny Lane, which I thought was so great because I'm a big Beatles fan as well.
I hear Brandon is also a pretty decent pianist as well.
They are all consummate musicians. Rich as a pianist, but I don't know if you knew this, but when he was working his way through Juilliard, he played accordion in some of the clubs.
Oh, you're kidding.
As well, yeah.
Well, this concert is at 7 p.m. tonight at Westminster Presbyterian Church. It's in Portage on one of the side streets off of Portage Road, I believe.
It's right off of Portage Road opposite the airport, and it happens to be a free concert because the church wanted to present Rich to bring him back, and I think they got some sponsorship, but there will be a free will offering if people are so inspired that they want to help out with the musical offerings there.
So over the course of your friendship with Rich, you've occasionally recorded some of your musical concerts together. So I wonder if we might listen to one of those selections.
Well, that would be fun. I think I love the music of Fritz Kreisler, who also was a great classical artist, one of the great violinists of the last century. But he composed a number, I would say probably 40 or 50, of wonderful pieces, short pieces for violin and piano.
That's music of Fritz Kreisler, and on violin, we heard Barry Ross, and on piano, Rich Ridenour, and we have Rich Ridenour joining us now. We were talking about you quite a lot there in the last 10 minutes.
It was all good.
Wondering where I was.
Yeah,
probably.
That's right.
But so we went back a little bit over Barry and your friendship, Rich, going back to when Stacy, your wife, became executive director of the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, and working with Barry with the youth programs at the KSO. And he mentioned that you are a Juilliard-trained pianist and something of a crossover artist, because that's what I remember, your Gershwin concerts when you lived here. And how your son has followed in those footsteps, not seeing the distinction, you know, between genres of music.
Right. Yeah. He has definitely followed in the footsteps, and of course he lived in a house where the piano was going, night and day. So he was hearing a lot of Gershwin. He was hearing students play Gershwin, and that's how a lot of our act has evolved, is a lot of piano pieces that have been transformed into arrangements for trumpet and piano. And you were asking me if we are playing anything in the concert this evening at the Westminster Church. And on the first CD that we made, Trumpet Invasion, he heard me playing the Gershwin Preludes, which of course were written for piano, and he thought these would be remarkable pieces for trumpet and piano. So he started playing the melody, and then I had to work things out around him.
Right, because he took away your melody.
He did take it. Yeah, I mean, basically, he robbed it from me. So, yeah, we have created these three preludes. And do you have them in the tray to play?
I think I do. I can certainly share those with listeners right now. But let's remind folks that the concert tonight is at 7 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church, and it's free, open to the public. Goodwill offering accepted, but featuring three tremendous musicians, Barry Ross, Rich Ridenour, and Brandon Ridenour. So let's see how you worked out those preludes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. One or two of them if you'd like.
All right. We heard the three preludes of George Gershwin, normally a solo piano thing. Rich Ridenour was the pianist, and there was Brandon bringing a terrific solo line on his trumpet in that recording. My guest is Rich Ridenour and Barry Ross. Brandon's not here this morning, but all three of you will be in concert tonight at 7 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church in a free concert.
Yes, and this concert came about in a very interesting way. Brandon and I were playing. I live in Sarasota, Florida now. My apologies to everybody. But it is wonderful to be back here in 70 degree weather.
You don't look sorry.
But Brandon and I were playing in a SILC concert, which is Sarasota Institute for Lifelong Learning. And the person that hosts that is June LaBelle. Is that a familiar name to you? She was the radio host for QXR.
Oh, in New York.
In New York for years.
Yes.
With, who else was on that show? Sherman.
Sherman von Sokoma?
No, I think it was Russell Sherman.
Russell Sherman.
Yeah, but she was, she was one of the first to, interview Leonard Bernstein for years. Anyway, so Sarasota is her home now, and so she has this series, and she brings in, a lot of different people just to talk about what they do, and Jean and Bob Cox, who have a place.
Oh, Bob Cox, yes.
In Venice, and he was the choir master at Westminster Church. So he had asked, is there any way we could get you back to Portage, which is where we lived for 10 years? And I said, well, we are doing a couple concerts. We played a concert last night at Grand Haven First Presbyterian Church. And so I said, we could possibly do it Monday night. So that's, we're here, and we've got this sandwiched in to see all of our good friends.
You should tour all the Presbyterian churches. This could turn into a real national tour for you.
Yes, and playing at Presbyterian churches in particular, it's interesting because they quite often serve wine at the reception afterwards.
Every chance they get.
Yes.
This is something musicians take note of.
Yes. Now, on the other hand, if you play in a Methodist series, you just get punch.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to make a statement or anything, but
and actually, the wine at those Presbyterian churches is much better than the Manischewitz at the temple. Yeah, much better quality.
Oh, you guys. I did look up the address for the Westminster Presbyterian. It's 1515 Helen Avenue. That's Helen. Easy to remember. Helen yeah. Avenue in Portage, Michigan. And you'll find Helen as a side street off of Portage Road, like as you said, Barry, across from the airport.
Right. If you know where Bravo is, the restaurant, there's, Helen is right near there, and you just follow Helen. It dead ends into the church.
Nice.
So you can't miss it.
Did you email your friends to let them know you'd be playing here in the Kalamazoo area?
I have, and I hope at least six of them show up. I know that's why I asked Barry to play, so I knew I'd have at least one person there.
And I have a big mailing list for here, just from playing at Webster's and so forth, people coming in and wanting to be on the list. So I think we might have a good audience. I think we're going to have a full house tonight.
One of the tunes that we've decided to play, you're talking about crossover earlier, and Barry is... always been a crossover. He's, we call him bi-musical. You're bi-musical.
Ambi-musical.
Or you're a trifecta. Maybe. but we're going to do Wild Man Blues, which is old Louis Armstrong, an early Louis Armstrong tune. That did it originally have violin in it, Barry?
Oh, no. He had a terrific clarinetist, just okay. a wonderful clarinetist named Dobbs. I think his name was Dobbs. And... Brandon sent me a clip. Brandon Reidenauer turned me on to this piece, and he said he'd love to do it together. We were playing a concert together at Little Point Sable, and I listened to this clarinet solo, and I thought, well, you know, I love to try to make my violin sound like other instruments. I do a Santana piece over at Webster's. And I thought, maybe I can make my violin sound like a clarinet, and we'll see if Brandon would write me into this piece and let me play on Wild Man Blues and sound like a clarinet. And he went for it, and so I transcribed the clarinet part for violin. It was so much fun. You should see the manuscript. It's a mess. So we'll be doing Wild Man Blues with Rich, Brandon, and Barry on clarinet, violin.
So you've got some Kreisler on the program too, Wild Man Blues, Gershwin as well.
Gershwin, Barry's going to play some Gershwin too, I think, right?
Yeah, we're all lamenting the loss of summer, although the weather's been so beautiful here. But people just love it when we do summertime, so I thought we'd insert a little summertime reflection on the program.
Well, here's a preview of summer 2017, perhaps, or just 2016 past. Again, 7 p.m. is the time for the concert tonight at Westminster Presbyterian Church on Helen Avenue with Rich and Brandon Reidenauer and Barry Ross. Here you are, Barry, with Rich in a concert recorded a few years ago, and we'll hear Summertime. At the First Presbyterian Church in Richland, a live performance of Barry Ross with Rich Reidenauer and a Gershwin medley, Summertime and I Got Rhythm. And I am lucky enough to have both musicians live in the studio here this morning. Rich Reidenauer, Brandon Reidenauer, and Barry Ross will appear live tonight in a concert at 7 p.m. at the First Westminster Presbyterian Church in I'm sorry I said live. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to appear dead or anything.
No, well, you never know. You never know. And, you know, Brandon has a piece that he premiered last night in our concert in Grand Haven, and he'll do it again tonight. But he's taken to composing, and I think that Kara, you've interviewed him, and he's shared some of his compositions. But he's written a piece called "The Joyful Trumpet," which is sort of a take on Leroy Anderson's style.
Oh,
like Trumpeter's Lullaby, you know. He's written it with, you know, the student in mind. But when he introduced the piece, he said, "You know, I feel really fortunate that I can play my own music while I'm alive, because most composers, their music doesn't get played until they've died." And how true that is for some composers. But so hopefully Brannon will make it till tonight, and you'll hear him play. Yeah. His new composition live, which really is a beautiful composition.
Brannon puts together his career with so many different pursuits. I mean, does he still offer arrangements to Canadian Brass, for example, or does he work?
I think he was working on something just recently. I know that there was a Vince Guaraldi theme or album that was in the makings. I don't know if I'm allowed to say these kind of things, that I don't know for sure, but he was doing some arrangements of his music for the
Vince
brass.
Oh, Vince Guaraldi, the Peanuts composer.
Yeah, the Peanuts, right, yes.
But and that reminds me
of Christmas the time is
yeah.
here.
And, yeah. Well, yeah, that reminds me of the time you played Schroeder.
Yes.
Yes, on a Peanuts.
All grown up.
Peanuts and Piano Mischief, where you came back. As Schroeder, to give a concert at Chenery Auditorium, all grown up.
Yeah, it was a wonderful educational program for what series?
That was the Family Discovery series of the Kalamazoo Symphony, and I was fortunate to conduct it. I think we wrote that show.
Your wife wrote the show, Jane Rooks Ross, and she thought it was a really good idea that, you know, when Schroeder grows up, not only does he play Beethoven, but he plays, you know, jazz too. And we ended up playing Rhapsody in Blue. But
that's
then somebody thought it would also be a great idea if we featured every keyboard instrument that we could think of. So we had the celeste. Right? We had a synthesizer.
Yeah.
We had piano.
The little miniature red toy piano that you were lying on your tummy on the stage.
But the thing that really stuck with me is that you got me to play the Thunder and Lightning Polka on the accordion.
Yes. People did not know that you were also an accordion virtuoso. I mean, until you've heard Rich Ridenour play the accordion.
And dance.
Yes.
And do the polka at the same time.
At the same time. Wow. People love that, and you did very well at that. In fact, that might be our next CD together is accordion and violin. We play gypsy music.
Okay.
Well, I need a bootleg of this Schroeder concert, actually, if I could get one.
Is there a bootleg?
Maybe we could dig it up. Yeah. We'll try.
During the music, Rich, you said something to Barry. You said it was so hard to get you in the studio or get you to record and make them.
It was. You know, when Barry and I played all these concerts, and I just couldn't believe he had never made a recording.
And I thank you so much, Rich, for persuading me to create this recording called Musical Friends, because people have always, after our concerts, very often people will want to remember our concerts together. And the reason I was reluctant to go into the studio is because I find something a little bit antiseptic about studio recordings in which every note has been scrutinized, analyzed, replaced, and perfected. I love the energy, the excitement, the electricity that's created by a live performance with an audience in place. And that's what makes me so happy about the recording that we finally did make called Musical Friends, because it was in front of a live audience at the Richland Church. And the wonderful Bob Luscombe started that series and invited us to play there.
And John Stites was there to record it.
Yes.
The wonderful engineer.
Wonderful.
So it turned out so very well.
Yeah.
And this CD is available for download at my website now, richreidenour.com, because, you know, people, they're not buying CDs, I find, as much anymore. And, of course, my kids have told me this. And so, digital downloads now are sort of the thing. And So with Barry's permission, I put it on our website, so you can...
You did.
You can even listen to clips, too.
I want you to collect all the proceeds from that, each $1.25 that comes in.
Right, so we can take another trip to St. John.
Yes.
And snorkel. Yeah.
Well, I still like to buy CDs because I like having a physical memento. But then again, you get instant gratification from a download because the music's suddenly yours.
It's just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have to order.
But you do like to hold the CD in your hand.
I do.
Is that right?
I still love liner notes and graphics and all of that.
Oh, the liner notes. Absolutely. That's a great loss. Even the compression of liner notes from the old 33 RPM albums is a great loss because there was great artwork on those albums and very, very good historical research and explanations.
I wonder if all those graphic artists ended up designing beer labels instead, since the beer microbrewery took off.
Yeah, what a good turn of events.
We're supposed to be talking about a concert tonight, you guys.
Oh.
It starts at 7 p.m. at Westminster Presbyterian Church in Portage. And if it's half as much fun as I'm having right now, it'll be an absolutely unforgettable concert. I can't imagine having the three of you in the studio, Brandon here as well, because he's with the witticisms and wisecracking as well.
Right. We'd be in a corner and Brandon would be holding court. Yeah, and I'm so glad that Brandon has come back to Kalamazoo so often. This group Founders that he performed with at Fontana last summer, I just thought it was an astonishing concert. I just loved the performance. The singing violinist he found was excellent, and the trumpet player and the very attractive violist he brought. It was a great program in the Epic Theater.
Rich, do you get to Brooklyn? Do you get to see Brandon in his element there?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have visited his apartment, his condo, several times, and he's taken me out on the town, and we've played a couple concerts in the Brooklyn area, in New York City, in small little presenting, places that you'd never even hear of or think of. And that's home for him. I think he's in love with the city, and we'll probably be there for a long time. Right now, in fact, though, he's living up in the Bronx because there's so much construction going on at his condo and it starts like at 6:30 that he's rented it to some people who work so that he can live someplace else until they finish the building. So that area is just constantly developing. But, I was just thinking, Barry, that chances are Brandon is going to sing tonight. And it would be great if you would be a singing violinist like he has in Founders. We could do something like Basin Street Blues.
Whoa. I could try it.
It'd
I always feel that
a whole new career.
Well, I always feel that I'm singing through my violin. The human voice is what I'm trying to emulate and singing when I'm playing, whether it's classical, pop, jazz, standards. It's the singing sound and feeling that I'm after. But I think at this stage of my career, I've really developed my violin chops to a much higher level than my vocal chops. I'm not sure I'd be helping, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Well, gentlemen, I think this brings us to the end of our hour together so that we can fit in a little more music, possibly some of the fantasy variations on a theme of Paganini, which is really one of the pieces Brandon wrote that where he shoots for the rafters. He's aiming really high in this piece. He toured it with a lot of orchestras.
He did. He played it here in Kalamazoo
right, with
Raymond Harvey, and he also his mother and I heard him play it with the Elgin Symphony. And I'm not sure if he's got any dates coming up. He, it's interesting. He complains a little bit about writing the piece too difficult. It's a very challenging piece, and it's a long piece. I think it's about 25 minutes total.
Whoa.
But it really takes great endurance to play this piece. And it's modeled after, like what Rachmaninoff did, for the Paganini variations for piano.
You'll recognize the theme to this set of variations. And you're right, he goes into many different takes on the theme, including a whole like Mahler symphony take on
it. He does, yeah.
At some point. So were there any final thoughts on tonight's concert, guys?
Well, I just hope everyone will come and enjoy it, reacquaint themselves with these fabulous musicians, Rich Ridenour and Brandon, who with their mom, Stacy, Brandon's mom, Stacy, made such a dent in this community musically. They're not forgotten. We still consider them our neighbors in Kalamazoo.
I would second that. How about you, Rich?
The concert will be the usual concert that we do. There's a lot of classical music. There's Debussy, and there's popular music. There'll be for sure some jokes. There'll be some kidding. Barry will probably give me a hard time about something.
Don't pick me up like you did on that stage at Forest Hills. You lifted me right off the floor. The audience was shocked. We were all shocked.
Yeah. You only weigh about 90 pounds.
Well,
anyway, we look forward to seeing
everybody. There may be a repeat of that. Okay, well, I'll mention that, again, this is at Westminster Presbyterian Church at 7 p.m., and that is 1515 Helen Avenue, or online you can find the venue at wpcportage.org. Thank you, Rich and Barry, and here's Brandon to take us to the top of the hour.
All right. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.